Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, as a business owner or even as an employee, how good at networking are you? Do you think it's important to have a network of colleagues who know and trust your work? My next guest thinks that networks are vitally important, especially during an era of technological upheaval and work practices which may actually lead to social isolation. It's great to welcome Kinsley Aitkins. He's the CEO of the Networking Institute, and he's the author of Networking Matters, which is in the shops now, and I have the book here in front of me. Kinsley, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Great to be here.
Now, firstly, I want to say this, I suppose this move to work from home for many, does that mean that business networks available to people have now contracted? In other words, that there's less opportunity to socialise and network because you're doing it from your desk at home.
Look, I think it's a combination of that and a combination of a post-COVID price that we're paying, is that our networks have shrunk and we've tended to hunker down with friends and family, the inner concentric ring of our network, where we have, you know, strong emotional ties. And we've let slip the outer concentric ring, where you have a lot of weak ties and weak associations. But that's where opportunity lies. And as a result, companies and individuals are facing, I think, five really interesting challenges. Firstly, there's less business development. Secondly, there's less learning on the job, particularly for the next generation coming through, because you learn by watching and observing. Thirdly, there's less serendipity, luck and chance encounters. And I'm a big fan of the notion that luck plays a big part in your life.
Yeah.
And then fourthly, there's less company culture and there's less, less a whole load of different challenges have emerged.
None of those things, those five things you mentioned, really are positively for a young employee who wants to get on in life and in their career.
Well, look, I mean, what I hear from CEOs around town and companies around town is that the next generation, they're impressive, they're fantastic, deductive and analytical, but they would rather text than talk.
Yeah.
And they don't want to pick up the phone. So I think that's an interesting challenge. And here's what I always find kind of bizarre in a way. Everybody agrees networking is pretty important, but no school or college teaches it.
Yeah.
It's not something you learn. You actually, progress at school or college is a function of a grade, a score, a mark, a metric. It's a number. It's got nothing to do with the people around about you. And then you get into the real world of work, and there's a whole series of things that count but can't be counted. Resilience and determination and attitude and humour and empathy and crack. And that's all about the people around about you.
Will you dispel the confusion, if you would, Kinsley, between networking and sociability? So, like somebody who's social, you know, who cracks jokes, who's the life and soul of a situation, may not be the best networker. A quiet guy, an introverted person, can be a good networker.
Absolutely. And I'll bring this out in the book, in that introverts can be better at networking than extroverts, which seems counterintuitive. Why? Because they do it with decency, authenticity, integrity. They ask questions. They listen. You know, all of those things. And the extrovert wants to wow you, wants to impress you, wants to be hanging out, wants to look over your shoulder, find somebody more interesting to talk to. So that, firstly, I think people are surprised when they hear that. And also, I think there's another category out there. I think I fit into this category of what I call an ambivert. An ambivert is somebody who really enjoys being out and about, like with Barnhall, 350 people yesterday. It was a fantastic event that the rugby club put on. I was speaking at that. So I love to be out and about, but I actually need time on my own. And I need to make time to recharge. And I think there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. And I do think loneliness is one of the great crises of our time.
Yeah. I want to bring you to page 4 of the book, because when you started out all those years ago, you said about networking, I thought it was the preserve of sleazy, insincere, inauthentic people flicking out business cards in bars late at night in a desperate attempt to get a sale or a job. So you came to this with a degree of cynicism in your early days.
Not just cynicism, I hated it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a sleazy, insincere activity. You know, you wake up in the morning, you find Bobby Kerr's business card and the turn up of your trousers. Where did that come from? What happened last night?
You know? So that's a good thing to pick your teeth with.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, and I think it's unfortunate. It's just got that intense negative image about it.
But is it not about sincerity, Kinsley?
Completely.
And does it come down to that? That if you meet somebody at a, I don't know, at a lunch or at anything, and somebody is interested in you, they're not talking about themselves. There's a sincerity about them showing genuine interest.
Yeah, and look, I actually think that networking is all about giving rather than getting. It's about actually starting off by saying, how can I put my network at your disposal? You know, how can I add value to you by accessing my network? And you know, it's the simplest thing in life. The more you give, the more you get. And if you take that approach and take that attitude, I think it's a much more positive outcome.
Mm. You give, and again, it's beautifully written. You give 10 insights about networking, the types of networks. You say it's not taught, and you think it should be taught in schools. I suppose it's like one of these sciences that can mean different things to different people. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, look, I think that's fair to say, and I think it's something that you know, schools and colleges just ignore this topic. It's just not something, because they're so pressurized into getting those scores and marks in the exam that this gets kind of discounted. But it's really important. I mean, I think it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's not a nice to have, it's kind of a must have. And if I were to sum up what I'm trying to do in this book, and it's Chartered Accountants Ireland helped me put this book together, I would say is that, you know, to survive and thrive in this world that we're in now, you need to have a strong and diverse network. And the diverse bit's important, Bobby, because we live in very diverse societies and communities now. When I was growing up in Ireland, which was neither today nor yesterday, we used to say it was male, pale and stale. It was not a very cosmopolitan, international kind of environment. But now it is.
Yeah.
So I think your network, you should look at it as being a bit like an orchestra, and you're the conductor. And orchestras are made up of people with brilliant skills, but they're different skills. Wind instruments, string instruments, percussion instruments. When they all come together, the whole is more than the sum of the parts, and you're the conductor.
How do you refute the kind of old boys tag? You know, you mentioned a rugby club.
Sure.
Sort of the maybe somewhat elitist bit that goes with it that isn't for everyone.
And look, by the way, there are bad networks out there. You know, the mafia's a network. You know, drug barons are networks. So it's not all good. But I do think that you can't survive without it. If you don't have a strong and diverse network, it's very hard to progress.
All right. The book's called Networking Matters, The Power of Human Connection. The author is Kinsley Akins. Thanks, Kinsley. Enjoying our conversation.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.